Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. As a reminder, tonight, all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and we are so delighted to pick up our conversation with Jared Greenberg of NBA TV. So let's talk some OKC. They had the summer of disappointment, but they're off to their best start. Are you surprised?
Not surprised in the sense of, you know, they got the robot, the machine, the guy who we're not sure is a human being, Russell Westbrook.
I mean, right.
It's insane what he's able to do.
He's incredible.
And, you know, the big question that you know, the guys that I work with constantly are talking about is, you know, is it sustainable for him? You know, can you play this many minutes? Can you play this hard? Can you be the guy for 82 games and then still have something in the tank for the playoffs? And most people say no, but again, Russell Westbrook's different. He comes from a different cut than we've seen in a long time. And I think, you know, the numbers that we put up on NBA TV last night, we were talking about, and I think it was Zach Lowe from ESPN that really brought this up to everybody's attention, is, you know how good Russell Westbrook is. We know how he has a hand in everything, whether it's scoring or assisting. But when Russell Westbrook comes off the floor and the Thunder have to play, and it's not that often, but when the Thunder have to play without Westbrook for a stretch, they're actually a worse offensive team than the Philadelphia 76ers.
Wow.
Which, you think about it, that's really not the category you want to be with, you know. And I think that they need to find ways to create offense. They need to find ways to get other guys involved. You know, I love the Victor Oladipo move to be with Durant and Westbrook. The Victor Oladipo move with Westbrook alone, I think, is to me a little head scratching, because you get a guy like Victor Oladipo scoring 16 points a night on the Orlando Magic, and they're terrible. You think that 16 is going to turn into 20 on a good team? You know, guys on bad teams pile up numbers. And, you know, even guys on the Sixers the last couple of years have put up numbers. Victor Oladipo's 16 points on a bad team really is probably more like 14 points or 12 points on a good team. And now they're asking him to give him more. I think they're missing Cameron Payne. I think they need some more facilitators. They need guys who can move the ball around. Eventually, Steven Adams is going to be an all-star in this league. We know Enes Kanter can score, but Billy Donovan doesn't love to have him on the floor for extended stretches, especially with Adams, because he doesn't play defense. So I'm confused by this team. I think they make the playoffs. I think they're a middle-of-the-pack team, and I think Russell Westbrook wills them there, and, you know, he's going to be the front-runner for MVP, but how much has left in the tank after that, it's going to be interesting to watch.
Okay, only a few more minutes with Jared Greenberg from NBA TV tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Jared, reach out and connect with our audience. Where can they check you out online?
Well, you can check me out on Twitter, Jared S. Greenberg. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Doing all that.
He's everywhere.
Stuff, trying to stay young, you know?
Absolutely. Okay, so let's head out to the Eastern Conference. And a team that certainly has surprised has been the Charlotte Hornets. Steve Clifford, obviously, he has done a fantastic job and has proven that, what, in the 3 years, he is a solid head NBA coach. How has he done it?
Defense. You know, that's his trademark. I debated with some analysts that I work with how much the Hornets lost. I felt that they lost a lot from their team this past summer and didn't add much. And then you look at the numbers and say, well, really, production-wise, did they really lose that much in Jeremy Lin? Did we overblow his stats? Did we make them more than it was? Is Courtney Lee that much of an impactful player for the Hornets? And you know, you bring back in Batum, who's another year older. You bring back in Marvin Williams, who had the best year of his life in a contract year. Maybe you know, that's circumstantial stats. Who knows? But then you look at what they're doing this year, and you took a guy who very easily could have won Most Improved Player of the Year last year in Kemba Walker, and his numbers are, like, far and away better than they were last year. And last year was better than anything he ever could have dreamed of putting up in his first few years in the league. Kemba Walker is a 20-point-a-night scorer, and he's way more efficient now, which was his problem early in his career. He could shoot a three efficiently. He's taking smart shots. He gets everybody involved. And that backcourt, Steve Clifford talked about this the other day, the backcourt of him and Batum now, there's just this trust factor, and they really understand how to play together. And I think that is something that, you know, maybe we overlooked heading into the season. But, you know, their offense, I didn't think they'd have enough points to go around. They wouldn't have enough to be able to compete offensively, but maybe we didn't understand that their defense is really that good, and that's how they're able to beat teams.
Okay, so we highlight the Charlotte Hornets. Talk to me about what's going on with the Pacers.
Oh, man. You know,
that's
a surprise. I thought it would take a while for them to gel here, just because they had so many new pieces and a new head coach. But, you know, I Paul George was my pick for MVP this year. You know, based on what I saw from him in the summer, I thought that he was going to have just an absolute monster year. You know, not only is he struggling, he's already talking about how frustrating it is that guys aren't playing the way they're supposed to be playing. Jeff Teague has not been good at all. I mean, the Atlanta Hawks look like a genius right now. Schroeder looks like a stud compared to what Teague has been giving them. I think eventually Indiana's got too much talent not to be competitive and dig out of this hole that they're in. But, man, you know, we were talking about it with Dallas. Can't go too much longer with digging this hole before you start to figure it out.
Okay, so my final question for you is, who in the Eastern Conference is going to be the biggest threat to the Cleveland Cavaliers to winning the championship?
Well, before the season, you know, in terms of, like, matchups specifically with Cleveland, I would have said Indiana. But right now, obviously, I don't feel that way. And my knee-jerk reaction now is to say Atlanta. Now, here's the thing. Like, I don't think Atlanta is the second-best team in the East, but I think Atlanta did something that we overlooked in the summer. They built their team to take on Cleveland. You know, Cleveland had eliminated the Hawks the last 2 years, and they did it by dominating the boards, and they did it by just taking advantage of a lack of interior presence that the Hawks had, or I should say didn't have. So now the Hawks come in. They bring in Dwight Howard, who, say what you want to say about him, but he still can protect the rim. He still can rebound. He held Tristan Thompson to two rebounds and no points the other night.
Wow.
And then Dennis Schroeder, who takes over for Jeff Teague. Dennis Schroeder, you know, he has no conscience whatsoever. He went head-to-head with Kyrie Irving and scored 28 points. So I think that what they did was they addressed what it takes to beat Cleveland. Now, can Atlanta get past Toronto, Boston, if they can dig out of this hole here and turn things around? You know, are they better than Indiana once they figure it out? I don't know. But I know that Atlanta is going to continue to give Cleveland some trouble.
Oh, we love him. He knows his stuff. Jared Greenberg of NBA TV. He's been back with us. Thanks so much. We appreciate your time, Jared.
You got it. Anytime.
Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number two at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show.